So my talk today will be about the work we have been doing in the ACRI MINDS project, which is about to conclude. Our work with sensor networks is all about irrigation management, because this is one of the major challenges in tree nurseries especially. Because in tree nurseries you have to consider a number of factors before you can make irrigation decisions. Among these factors are the plant species and the stage of growth, the growing media that you are using, as well as the container sizes of the plants, and also environmental conditions. So overall, this process is a very difficult process and usually subjective. Sensor networks, they are an emerging technology which can significantly improve this process in tree nurseries. So sensor networks can be used to monitor soil moisture as well as environmental conditions and provide feedback on which the grower or the irrigation manager can act. But advanced sensor networks, such as the one indicated here, are also available, you know, for those who want to make the leap. With these sensor networks, you can also control irrigations, you know, besides monitoring. The irrigation control can be local, in which case control nodes that are connected to irrigation solenoids will make irrigation decisions based on real-time soil moisture sensors, or it can be based on other variables such as crop models and environmental conditions, in which case you will have what we call a global irrigation system, or a global irrigation control, rather. So the ACRI MINDS project has developed one such system, and we have tested the performance of the system for irrigation control in a potting pot nursery. What we did initially in 2012 was a comparison experiment of a sensor-controlled irrigation system and a grower-controlled irrigation system for two tree species representing different, you know, water use requirements, dogwood and red maple. The grower scheduled his irrigation for the grower-controlled trees, you know, following his routine practice. This grower was well advanced, and he was following all the best management practices. For the sensor-controlled trees, we used the average volumetric moisture content of 5 10HS sensors, which were inserted in trees in that row, and a volumetric water content set point. Now, that set point, it was based on a calibration that we did for the substrate that was being used in the nursery. We recorded the volumetric water content as well as the irrigation volume with NR5 and M50R nodes from Decagon devices at 15-minute intervals. Now, what you see here in this graph is the grower-controlled irrigation system for the dogwood block. We have volumetric water content percent on the left-hand side y-axis, and the irrigation application on the right-hand side y-axis. As you can see, the grower scheduled 3 to 4 irrigations of 6-minute lengths during this period. You can also see that the sensor readings are characterized by sharp increases in volumetric water content, which is obviously an irrigation event, followed by rapid declines, which shows that there was some level of leaching. What you see in this graph, on the other hand, is the sensor-controlled irrigation system for the dogwood trees. What we have on the right-hand side y-axis here is the irrigation lengths in minutes, which is indicated by these red bars. You can see that the sensor-controlled system was able to adjust for plant growth and the changing environmental conditions, you know, by increasing the number of irrigation events as the season progressed. You can also see from the sensor readings there is an absence of, you know, that sharp rise and rapid decline in volumetric water content, which indicates that, you know, leaching was kept to a minimum or was absent. This is because the sensor-based irrigation system will apply only a limited amount of water just to keep the volumetric water content above the set point. This table here summarizes the water applications of the two irrigation systems for dogwood and red maple. As you can see, the grower control irrigation system has only a 37% efficiency for dogwoods, as it applied 2.69 times more water compared to the sensor control system. The efficiency was a little bit better at 66% for red maple, which is a high water user. What's also significant is we achieved these results, these water savings, without significantly affecting the growth of the trees for the sensor-controlled irrigation system. We measured the tree caliper at 6-inch height, and we monitored this throughout the season. We had four measurements, and we compared this variable for the two irrigation systems. And as you can see, there was no significant difference between the two treatments for the tree growth. So in spring of 2013, we expanded this experiment by adding four additional tree species representing different water use requirements. So in total, we had a total of six tree species, which could be grouped in three functional groups. Dogwood and crepe myrtle representing low water use trees, red oak and hornbeam representing medium water use trees, and maple and river birch representing high water use trees. So we did the same experiment basically. So we inserted five 10HS sensors from Decagon devices, and these were averaged to control irrigation for the sensor control system. We measured the irrigation application using Badger flow meters, and data both of these were recorded at 15-minute intervals with the nodes. This table summarizes the water applications for the two systems. Again, as you can see, for all three species, the sensor control system applied less water as compared to the grower control system. One pattern that you can see is the water savings were highest for the low water use crops, the low water use trees, and they were lowest for the high water use trees. You know that in nurseries, irrigation managers or growers, they tend to be cautious, and you know they will irrigate everything at a higher rate. So that's probably why the water savings have this pattern. Again, although the data is not shown, we didn't see any significant difference in tree growth between the two treatments. So we projected the water savings that we saw for this small-scale experiment to the whole nursery to do a cost-benefit analysis of the sensor-based system. The most significant cost saving that we saw was the savings in management time. This is because, obviously, with the sensor-based system, the grower or the irrigation manager, you know, has to, will not spend the same amount of time, you know, if he was doing that irrigation based on his own system. This nursery was located in an area where there is a perennial river, and so basically they were getting the water from that river. So the actual cost of water was zero, but you know, by adopting a sensor-based system and applying less water, there was a cost saving of about $8,000. So the total water cost for this nursery was estimated to be about 17 cents for 1,000 gallon of water. For an annualized sensor system cost of about $15,000. The net savings that we projected was about $5,300. Now this is at 17 cents per 1,000 gallon, but we know this is not the real cost of water in other areas. So if, for instance, the cost of water is at $3, you can see that the annual net savings increase exponentially to about $140,000. So now then the question is, how can we systematically, you know, project the results that we saw in this small experiment so that, you know, all these gains can be realized? Now obviously we have to do some scaling up of our sensor network. The scaling up has to be simple but also cost effective. So obviously, you know, putting sensors in each rows of trees in that 200 acre nursery was not realistic, or it's not going to be cost effective. So what we decided to do was create an experimental block where, you know, the results that we see from that block can be extrapolated to the rest of the nursery. This experimental block has 8 rows. 4 rows for 15 gallon trees and 4 rows for 30 gallon trees. Each row can contain up to 10 trees. We have a solenoid valve flow meter combination in order to enable us control irrigation with a sensor based system and also measure the irrigation application. In each row we are sensing 5 trees with 10 HS sensors, which are averaged to make the irrigation decisions. And we are also measuring with the J3 sensor from the Decagon devices temperature as well as electrical conductivity in addition to the volumetric water content. In addition, this experimental block was hard plumped, so we are measuring the leachate volume with ECRN 100 Orengage. And also the leachate electrical conductivity using ES2 sensor from Decagon devices again. So in this experimental block we have now 8 species representing, you know, different water use requirements, representing different functional groups. The total sensor system cost was about $45,000 for this experimental block, but the nursery manager is basically, you know, seeing data out of this system 24/7, and he's making irrigation decisions for the rest of the nursery based on the data that he gets out of this system. In addition, the engineering team in our research group is working closely with the companies that makes the irrigation controller in this nursery in order to find ways of automating this whole process so that the two-core irrigation system can get feedback from that small experimental block and the monitoring blocks and make irrigation decisions automatically by itself. This is a screenshot of the sensor web for the project. The experimental block is located at the northwest corner of the nursery. It's about half an acre actually in size. And as you can see, the data that's coming out of that block is being used to control irrigation for the rest of the nursery, which is about 200 acre in size. Some conclusions: water savings were achieved for all functional groups using the sensor-based system. That's because a sensor-based system is reactive to both changes in environmental conditions as well as changes in the tree growth. So if we do an appropriate scale-up, this system can provide us significant savings, and it can return the investment in a relatively short period as well. I would like to thank USDA and IFA for providing the funding, and Helen Heinz Nursery for their cooperation. I'll take questions perhaps in time.